Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military apologized Monday for a strike that killed three Lebanese soldiers in southern Lebanon, saying it is not battling the country's military, and its troops believe they were targeting a vehicle belonging to the Hezbollah militant group. Israel also said it is targeting the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah's financial arm with a new wave of strikes in Beirut. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking in a news briefing, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Israel plans to target Hezbollah financial institutions in Beirut. After days of strikes that have pummeled the Lebanese capital and southern Lebanon, Hagari warned Lebanese citizens to stay clear of Hezbollah's financial institutions as Israel plans to heavily attack them. The scope of the new Israeli evacuation warnings was not immediately clear. Israel's announcement came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called civilian casualties in Lebanon far too high and urged Israel to scale back some strikes, especially in and around Beirut. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports South Korea is calling for an immediate withdrawal of North Korean troops allegedly in Russia.
South Korea has summoned the Russian ambassador to demand the immediate pullout of North Korean troops allegedly deployed in Russia. South Korea's spy agency said last week it had confirmed that North Korea had sent 1,500 special operation forces to Russia earlier this month to support Russia's war against Ukraine. During a meeting with the Russian ambassador on Monday, Vice South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Hong-kyun condemned in the strongest terms North Korea's troop dispatch that it says poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a leak of sensitive information pertaining to Israel's plans for Iran.
Inside sources say the United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. Sources who spoke on condition of anonymity say two documents marked top secret were posted on the Telegram messaging app. The information notes that Israel was moving military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack into Israel on October 1st. The information is attributed to the U.S. National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced visit. His trip comes hours after a Russian drone strike on the Ukrainian capital and as Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pushes Western partners to keep providing military support for the war. Austin said on X Monday that his fourth visit shows that the United States continues to stand by Ukraine. Zelensky has been urging Western allies to support his so-called victory plan, which would end the almost three-year war. In the coming days, Russian President Vladimir Putin will be shaking hands with multiple world leaders. They include those from China, India, Turkey, and Iran. They will be in the Russian city of Kazan for the summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies. The gathering defies predictions that the war in Ukraine and an international arrest warrant against Putin would keep him off the global stage. Some Cubans are going into a fourth day without electricity. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Some Cubans are taking to the streets, beating on pots and pans in protest Sunday night as a widespread blackout was about to enter a fourth day. And Hurricane Oscar, which hit Cuba's eastern coast Sunday night, didn't help the situation. The protesters say they also don't have water. Cuba's energy minister says he hopes the power grid will be restored today or Tuesday morning. But he says Hurricane Oscar will bring an additional inconvenience. I'm Donna Water.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.